Jordy Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
The Spice Girls are back, in brackets without Victoria. Emma Bunton, Mel C, Mel B and Jerry Horner announced their long-awaited return for a six-date UK tour as fans accuse them of reuniting because they need the money. Speaking of posh and Becks, Victoria and David Beckham have built son Romeo, who's 16, a 30,000-pound artificial grass tennis court at their $6 million Cotswolds home, as she plans to make him the David Beckham of the tennis world. And Rebel Wilson is under fire for mistakenly claiming she is the first plus-size woman to be the lead actress in a romantic comedy. The Aussie star was speaking on Ellen DeGeneres, but viewers quickly took to Twitter to point out to Rebel Wilson that plus-size stars Queen Latifah and Monique have both anchored rom-coms in the past.
And also, I'm kind of proud to be the first ever plus-size girl to be the star of the romantic comedy.
Fishing best man.
Well, here he is, the great man, Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Stuart.
Yes, well, Melbourne Cup Day is here. How do you feel? You feel it in your bones, Bluey? How you going? Were you up all night studying?
Yes, I've had a bit of thought about it, and I'm really excited about this race. There's a lot of internationals coming in, a lot of form that we don't know about. That's the bit we don't know. How good these internationals will be. There's about 11 internationals in the race.
Some of them haven't even had a run, Bluey. What are you doing? God. Talk about tough for the punter.
Yeah, 3,200 metres, and it's going to be a long, enjoyable race, I think.
Well, Blue, it's the old thing, you know, with the undisclosed form and, you know, whether you're reading a book or a movie about a murder or, a heist, what do you always do, Bluey? Follow the money. So we'll wait and see what happens as far as the betting goes. But we'll get to that shortly. Fishing, it ended up being a nice afternoon yesterday.
Yeah, beautiful day yesterday. We raised a few flathead. There's a lot of small flathead in the estuary at the present moment, but we're having a lot of fun just throwing them back. But amongst them is some nice 50-centimetre stuff. Saw a couple of schools of whiting. No size in the whiting, unfortunately. But they'll improve over the next few days, especially with this warmth coming through. It's lovely. We've got like a small... northeaster today. I think it might be all right for us. There's plenty of cloud cover, so it should be all right today.
Yeah, I think so too. And listen, talking about the whiting, I did get a couple of really nice photos sent to me yesterday from Michael Smith. He's got a couple of beautiful whiting. And really going hard on the poppers, Bluey.
Yes.
Really going hard on surface poppers in the river, and they have a couple of really good ones. I love the whiting. Very nice. Very nice indeed. All righty. So what do you think today? Where should we go?
Yeah, I like this cloud cover at the present moment. I think it'll burn off and we'll have a pretty, pretty bright sort of the day. But with this tide this morning, a little bit of rising tide, and then most of the day is going to be a run-out tide. We're out to the estuary. We're going to try for a brim or a blackfish on prawns today.
Okay.
We only want a half day because we've got the Melbourne Cup this afternoon.
Yeah, blackfish on prawns.
Now, I've got results through from the Southwest Rock Seabreeze Hotel Fishing Club. They had their monthly comp on at the weekend. It is a bit tough. Conditions were a bit tough, so they had the fish sort of in close. They had snapper at 1.4 kilos. Some nice pearlies around, but all under the kilo. Drag to 3/4 kilo. Some nice sand flathead. They're around the 2 kilo mark. They had some dusky flathead, about the 1.5 kilos, whiting to 400 grams, and some quality brim around the 3/4 kilo. And a lot of school dues, as we said. Now, school dues seem to be on the beaches at the moment, and the biggest one went 8.6 kilos.
Okie dokie. All right, now, club's out this weekend. You know who's out, don't you?
Yes. The Wagoonga Fishos are out this weekend. It's a 1 o'clock weighing back at the Bolo with the barbecue. And also, we've got the Smithtown RSL Bowling Club Anglers. They've also got their monthly cop on. They're weighing to 12 o'clock back at the clubhouse with a barbecue.
Okie dokie. Fair enough. Thank you very much. All right, Bluey. Sensational for that. We've got two race meetings today, Bluey. One in Coffs Harbour, one in Taree for the mighty Melbourne Cup meetings. Both those are 5 race cards. The weather's predicted to be, as we say, showery or stormy, like a 40% chance of that in the afternoon into the evening. But in Melbourne today, it looks like it's going to rain with some storms throw in as well. Bluey, imagine all the outfits. They'll be wondering, what are we going to wear? wear? What are we going to wear?
I think black and white seems to be the way to go this year.
Oh, yeah, it was for the Derby Day, always black and white.
Yes,
amazing.
Yes.
All righty.
It'll continue.
All right, let's have a look at this. The Bluey Waters Melbourne Cup TAB best bet.
Yes, I'm pretty excited about this because I'm all cashed up after my big win on Saturday with Rose Hill. Don't give me a damn, paying $4.20. So I've got the ticket in my hand and I'm going to cash that in and I'm going for the Melbourne Cup. So it's race 7, Melbourne Cup, horse number 9, Marmello.
Marmello. And odds, Bluey?
Yep. It's about 15 to 1.
Marmello. That's Bluey's tip.
And for my trifecta, I'm putting in horse 3, Magic Circle. And horse 23, Cross Counter.
Okay, all right.
9-3 and 23.
One for the ladies. Have you got one?
No, I've got a wine for them.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
The Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet for the Melbourne Cup.
Yes, for the Melbourne Cup, they say we're off to Dan Murphy's. We've got Cooper, Dry Stubbies at $43.90 a card.
For the Coopers, what's that a grog, Bluey?
$1.83.
$1.83 for the Cup and one for the ladies.
Yes, we're also at Dan Murphy's. We've got the Yellow Glen, the Yellow Sparkling at $5.90 a bottle.
$5.90. No. Oh, that
no,
is too
good. That price,
oh, oh, Bluey, that is so good. So, anyway, look, we've also got to say it's a very special day for Bluey today because he's celebrating. How many years have you been married, Bluey?
25 years. Got the silver up.
25 years. He's got the silver up. Ah, there you go. Now, what have you done, Blue? Have you got the flowers, the chocolates, the card? You got it all organised, have you?
It's all done, mate. It's all sitting on the bench already.
Okay, all right. Well, you enjoy the day today, and let's hope you get that cup ride home. And good luck with your monitor too, Bluey.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Strawny for breakfast.
Brown horse might have got there, but from this angle, brown horse may have got up on the line.
Mostly sunny and a top of 31 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. A man has been arrested in Port Macquarie after testing positive to methamphetamine. Sunday morning, the 43-year-old attended the Port Macquarie police station to retrieve a lost phone, but was advised his licence was suspended due to fine default. He drove away soon after before being stopped by police, at which time the positive drug test came in and half a gram of cannabis was also located. The woman who was also in the car took responsibility. She was issued a court attendance notice. A new strategy aimed at luring more food and wine lovers from across the globe to regional New South Wales has been launched. Minister for Tourism and Events Adam Marshall says it will help grow the vibrant food and wine industry, which currently contributes $9.2 billion annually to the state's visitor economy. The government will be rolling out 27 actions to support the sector through activities like marketing, product development workshops and research to identify local opportunities, trends and gaps. One of the biggest concerns for parents is how to keep our young people safe, especially when it comes to driving and partying. As a result, the first of three in-school workshops today in Kempsey at the Melville High Community Hall. Local Health District Community Development Officer Natalie Wilson says it's a big program that's going out to thousands of local students.
So in total we have 26 high schools attending and we have 2,200 students enrolled to attend across the whole district. So RISC is a program that's delivered to Year 11 students. It's a program that is designed for resilience building.
The next seminar will be in Coffs on Thursday and the third next Tuesday in Port Macquarie. And Line MP Dr David Gillespie is encouraging local dairy farmers, processors and representative organisers to have their say on November 21 on the country's first mandatory dairy code of conduct. It'll be held in Wauchope in the push to ensure contracts are improved in the near future. Now to sport. The Northern Heat representative AFL program made a return on Sunday, including the best young players from the North Coast, North West and the Northern Rivers. The program exists to extend the rep pathway for local players to help them build their game before transitioning to senior footy. Seven of the players are from our region, among those the Port Macquarie Magpies, Meraki Kilpatrick. Coach of the Heat, Matt Anderson, said the squad had an impressive first outing. The program runs over the AFL off-season, the next one coming up on November 24. And that's the latest news. news and sport.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto. If real estate is a bit of a puzzle, see Langan Simmons, Port Macquarie's number one, where it all comes together for you.
Good morning. We have a nor'west and northerly wind blowing already this morning, so that means those protected northern corners and some of our open beaches have some really nice little waves. We do have a nice southeasterly swell hitting these beaches, and they are the wave magnet beaches, so the wave size is around that 2 feet to 3 feet mark, but we do have a high tide around 8:30. And maybe like yesterday, as that tide drops out, those waves may improve and get a little bit bigger. We do have a low tide around 2:30 this afternoon, and the water temperature's around 17 to 18 degrees.
Triple M right across the coast. It's Jordy for Brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo. Huge Melbourne Cup Day coming up there. Bobby driving the bus to get you there to and from the club in style. He's wearing his jockey silks today. I made that up. That is Let's Stick Together there from the great Brian Ferry. We love it. It's 12 to 7, partly cloudy today, and about a 40% chance of showers and storms in the latter part of the day, in the afternoon, into the evening, and really stinking hot today. Races on at Taree, also in Coffs Harbour, both with 5 race cards, 37 degrees. Wear your wide-brim hat if you've got one, if either you're a lady or a gentleman. I think you're going to need some coverage today. It really is going to be warm, and that bit of cloud around, that sort of sneaky day that you will get really burnt. So make sure you've got your hat and sunscreen on today. Certainly is going to be very, very warm. Lee in shortly with today's papers. What are they saying? Thanks to the Plaza and Clifton news agencies. And a reminder, coming up after 7, we are talking Movember. Thanks to Lights, Tyre and Mower in Wauchope. We've got together with them to help to raise awareness and funds for the Movember Foundation by bringing you Movember. Yes, the big competition where all this week you have to guess the setting I have our mower on. Now, there are 10 settings. We get 2 of our Triple M listeners on, and we'll go higher, lower, lower, higher, etc., until we get to the magic setting. Now, if you are right, you go into the final draw on Friday to win, thanks to Lighty and his great crew, the self-propelled Ariens Razor mower valued at $799. How good are these things? I learnt yesterday the window tinting fishmonger got one. He can't keep up around the corners. Oh, dear, I just find that very funny. He goes all right in the straight line, but when he goes around the corners, the thing gets away from him. Anyway, hopefully you won't have that problem. You'll absolutely love it. We'll draw the winner on Friday. It is Movember, thanks to Lights, Tyre and Mower. It can help you mow like a boss. Now, we had Sam and Vera on yesterday. Sam got the bickies there. Who will it be today? 13:27:10. We'll open the phone lines after 7 for Movember, thanks to Lights, Tyre and Mower Wauchope, where you too can mow like a boss.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here's newsman Lee Jollo. Good morning, Lee.
G'day, g'day. How's it going?
Good, buddy. Are you a racing person? I mean,
I'm a motor racing person.
Yeah, so I've got to say, but I know you love your cars, but you like the GGs as well, or it doesn't?
I don't mind them, actually. When everyone gets up and about you know, the Melbourne Cup and that sort of thing, I don't mind it, but I'm not a massive racing person as such. Don't like to bet that much. Don't like to really dress up that much. I'm a pretty basic kind of a guy, but it's good
it is
fun.
Something.
It's all good fun.
It is something special. I remember I did a function a few years ago now, but I think it was at Ridges. Yeah, I think it was, yeah. And I've got to say this, you know, it's a very social affair, obviously, isn't it?
That's the best part about it, for sure.
This was when Mackay Bidiva won the 3rd Melbourne Cup. Mm. And absolutely unprompted, as they went across the line, everybody in the room, like, it was a real social thing. There weren't many punters there. Everybody in the room stood up and clapped.
Yeah.
It was one of those just
communal feel about
just
it.
A
Everyone's
great. Just I mean, will we ever see that again? 3 Melbourne Cups in a row. Mm. It's just amazing. Anyway, good luck to you if you're heading off to a function today. How would they be in Victoria? I mean, you know, you have the best clothes, your best outfit you wear today. Storms, rain. Yeah. How would it be? What about the cabbies this afternoon? How are they going to go? Dear, oh dear. Anyway, we'll wait and see. 3 o'clock, you're going to hear the great race live on Triple M. What are the papers saying today? I bet they're all covered in Melbourne Cup stuff, but inside the front advertisements?
Yeah, exactly right. So in the Sydney Morning Herald, of course, it is all about the Melbourne Cup. Yes, you can. That's a bit of a pun there.
Yucatan, yes.
Yucatan, that's right. The verdicts are in, and the Herald's experts are unanimous. The highly fancied Yucatan is the one to beat at Flemington. There's quite a spread, and the first few pages, to be honest, are all about the Melbourne Cup. We'll have a look at the Daily Telegraph, where the headline there, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Heap. A government green scheme that dumped waste containing nappies and plastics as fertiliser in rural New South Wales exposed humans and animals to cancer-linked toxins for nearly two decades. As the chief scientist directs a health probe, it's understood the program could have seriously polluted farms too. And killer of star's son possessed, the accused killer of rock star Angry Anderson's son was on a massive drug-fueled bender that included eight MDMA pills, cannabis and alcohol, according to police. Police facts tended to court claim Liam Anderson had begged his best mate to end their night out when he turned on him and beat him to death, telling police later he felt possessed by something evil. Tragic story, that one.
Just terrible, yeah. And locally with you, Lee, where you've got a drug story for us at 7.
Yeah, that's right. Some more good work by police in Port Macquarie. A man has been arrested after testing positive to methamphetamine. Sunday morning, the 43-year-old attended the Port Macquarie police station. That was only to retrieve a lost phone. He was advised, though, his licence was suspended due to fine default. He drove away soon after before being stopped, at which time the positive drug test came in, and as well as that, half a gram of cannabis was located. The woman who was also in the car with the man took responsibility for that. She was issued a court attendance notice.
Okay, thank you very much, Lee. Those stories and more, including all the sport, as we mentioned, a couple of great race meetings at Coffs and Taree. Have them every Melbourne Cup Day on today. And at 37 degrees, I'd get the widest brimmed hat I think I can possibly put on my noggin,
race
Lee.
To be at today rather than the Melbourne Cup.
Exactly. Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that, buddy. Lee Jollo, the Triple M News connoisseur. Is that the right word? No. He's toddling off to his little room. It's the M's with you on the Melbourne Cup Day of 2018. Here is Sugar Ray. Triple M right across the coast. It is Strotty Fabricchi on Cup Day in Queen Air. And crazy little thing called a love. We love that. Weather today, for all the big cup functions, we can tell you that, it is one of those days that's going to be beautiful up until about lunchtime. And they're saying a 40% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon and up to about, 37 degrees for today. Really going to be warm. You'll need your hat, your sunscreen and your water. Well, water, you know, every second drink, responsibly.
It's on now.
Triple M and Lights Tyre and Mower are raising awareness about Movember and men's health. And also looking after the health of your lawn.
Up for grabs, a self-propelled Keystart 21-inch Arians Razor Mower worth $799.
Catch Drawny for breakfast and guess what setting it's on.
Heavy mow.
Putting a fresh set of blades in Movember. It's Lights Tyre and Mower Warhope. At the station with the full tank of fuel and the empty catcher.
Triple M.
Yes, that it is. And to play today, we have Kim from Southwest Rocks and also Murray from Maxville. How are you, Kim?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, Murray, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Just on my way to work.
Okay, buddy, here we go. Now, just start the mower. It's going. Thanks to Lights Tyre and Mower, where you can mow like a boss. What setting do you think I've got it on? There are 10. Kim, you were first through. What setting do you think I've got it on?
The higher.
Well, between 1 and 10, Kimmy, you've got to get...
I'll give you 8.
8, all right. It's lower than 8, Murray.
Yeah, I reckon probably 4, mate.
4. It's lower than 4, Kim.
2.
2 would be 100% correct. There we go. Congratulations, Murray. Sorry, buddy, you're out of the equation. But, Kim, congratulations. You are now in the final draw on Friday to win the $799 self-propelled... I can't even say
it. Get it out.
Arians Razor Mower. How about that?
That is awesome.
All right, Kim, good luck on Friday. Lights, Tyre and Mower in Moorhope can help you mow like a boss. More on Friday.
Strawny for breakfast.
Brown horse might have got there, but from this angle, brown horse may have got up on the line.
Across the Mid-North Coast, Triple M's on the quest for the Mid-North Coast's best.
This is the best.
Yeah, we...
For Holiday Coast Credit Union, home of the best new car loan.
We certainly are, and we started yesterday with a bang, looking for the Mid-North Coast's best coffee, as voted for by you, the Triple M listeners. Now, make your vote count each day. Have your say at triplem.com.au. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the winner of the Mid-North Coast's best coffee, as voted for by you, is Bookface Port Macquarie. So well done. Yeah. Tried to ring them, but they're not open until 9 o'clock to give them the good news. Congratulations, Bookface Port Macquarie, with 35% of the vote. You are officially the Triple M Mid-North Coast listeners, Mid-North Coast best coffee outlet. Well done. Now, our next category, I'll talk to you about that as we go into the news at 8 o'clock. It is the best of the Mid-North Coast, thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union, the home of the best new car loans.
Here in Oz, we're famous for the Melbourne Cup, the Cox Plank, the Slipper, and now the Triple M Kiwi Cup.
Oh, sweet.
Up for grabs, two return airfares from Newcastle to Auckland, flying Virgin Australia. Catch Strawny for breakfast for a crack at the Triple M Kiwi Cup.
The thunking means holiday hungy.
Powered by Newcastle Airport.
New Zealanders now closest bro.
Fly Newcastle direct to Auckland with Virgin Australia for a limited time only.
Triple M bro.
Yeah, how good is it? Someone's going to win that wonderful prize. We go to Trace in Warhope. G'day, Tracy. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Sonny.
Ah, listen, have you ever been part of something as crazy as this, the Kiwi Cup? I could. Some of the competitors, Tom the Sheep is one, Russell Crowe is another, Piggy Muldoon. Oh, but look, we've got some magnificent entries. The way this works, Trace, we're going to do a phantom call, all right? Now, so justice is done and seen to be done. I get 10 people, right? We've got all your details. Before the race, I'm going to get a Kiwi in. I've got to find one. I want someone with the broadest Kiwi accent I can find to come in and draw one entry, one horse. And then we'll go to a break. Back after the break, we'll play the phantom call. Have you been to New Zealand before, Tracy?
No, but my husband got back on Sunday.
Oh, really? So he's a regular visitor, is he?
He is definitely okay. A regular visitor.
Well, yes. I don't know about you, but going to Melbourne, I find it easier to drive to Newcastle, catch the plane from there. This is what they're doing for a limited time. You fly direct to Auckland from New Zealand with Virgin for a limited time only this summer. You, Trace, are in the running. Friday week, we'll do the draw. You might be off flying our good friends Virgin to Auckland. How about that?
Oh, that would be wonderful. Newcastle's my airport of choice because it's so close,
yeah,
so handy.
Good on you. Just before you go, Trace, can you give us a cheers, bro?
Cheers, bro.
Strawny for breakfast.
Brown horse might have got there, but from this angle, brown horse may have got up on the line.
Across the Mid-North Coast, Triple M's on the quest for the Mid-North Coast's best.
This is the best.
For Holiday Coast Credit Union, home of the best new car loan.
Yes, we certainly are. Congratulations to Bookface, as voted by you, 35% of the vote for the best coffee on the Mid-North Coast. Now, for the next 24 hours, we will be looking at the best gym on the Mid-North Coast, all right? Where do you go? Where do you love to go? What do you think is the best gym on the Mid-North Coast? Only Triple M members or people that go to our website can vote. So you've got to go to triplem.com.au, make your vote count at triplem.com.au. What do you think the best gym on the Mid-North Coast is? It's for Holiday Coast Credit Union, the best of. And the Holiday Coast Credit Union, they are the home of the best new car loans. Go and vote. TripleM.com.au, the Store best gym. Date.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's see if we can give away the $1,000. He's waiting patiently on the line. And we say a very good morning to Paul at Cundabung. How are you, Paul?
I'm great, thanks, Mark. How's
this going? Yeah, good, buddy. Now, are you working and then just have to listen to the radio for the cup, or you're going to a function? What's doing today with you, Paul?
Well, no, I'm not working. I'm happily retired, actually, mate.
Good on you. Okay. So what have you got, Cheese and Becky's in the lounge room, or are you going out somewhere?
Cheese and Becky's on mine, just about to crack the wine, and we'll stay here, I think.
Good on you, mate. Well, you'll have the race live on the M's at 3 o'clock. Jack will get that on for you. Have you a thought about it, or are you just trying to look for something with value, or you pick them with a pin? What's your system?
I think I might just throw the old dart, mate, see what happens.
Fair enough. Well, let's try and give you a grand to kick off the afternoon. A bit of style there, Paul. Thanks to 40 Winks. What number are we looking for you?
Oh, I'll go the lucky 20. Thank you, mate.
Number 20, all right. Come on, number 20. Come on, number 20. Come on, number 20. Come on, number 20. It's close. And it kept going, the rotten thing, and lands on the number 17. Dogs! I thought we were going to land it there for a while. Paul, I can't help you there, champion, but I've got your details. End of the month. Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. Good punning today in your lounge room with your cheese and bickies and wine. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, mate. See you later.
All right, buddy. Okie dokie. Also, happy birthday today going out to Graham Hudson of Euroka. Good on you, Graham. Have a great day. Also, my niece, Kate Lee, is birthdaying today. I'm not going to reveal Kate's age, but I know she's going to have a great time today and get spoiled, especially by Marley. Good on you, Kate. Have a great day. I've got to give a shout-out, too, to Max and Pammy Pickworth. They're celebrating their 47th wedding anniversary today. Good on you, Max and Pam. Actually, I caught up with them at Heather Bray going to Sydney. They stopped for a pie like I did. Good on you two, and I'm sure you're going to have a nice dinner together. And it's interesting, Max and Pam, did you know that you share your 47th wedding anniversary with Bluey Waters and Susan, who have been married today for 25 years? There you go. Now, the people like Graham and my niece Kate are sharing their birthdays with Emma Stone, Sally Field and Anna Ivanovich, all born on this day, November the 6th.
Strawny for breakfast.
Brown horse might have got there, but from this angle, brown horse may have got up on the line.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, here is Christy. Good morning.
Morning. You know, Wild Things, it's a great song choice for exercising at the gym.
It is too, yeah. Actually, that should be a good phoner one day too, on what song do you like to, have in your headphones or whatever when you're exercising.
Yeah, and getting a little bit jiggy-jiggy as well.
Yeah. Christy, please. Now, what about you? Do you, when you're exercising, do you have sort of like dancey music, or do you have relaxing music because you're walking? What do you have?
No, I have to have the dance music, of course. Yeah. It's got to keep me upbeat. Otherwise, I'd feel quite tired if I was at the gym listening to lovely, silent, kind of calm music.
All right. Now, do you go to the gym? What's your favourite gadget there?
I do. I do love the treadmill, and I don't mind a bit of weights
as
well.
Work. That's here, though. That's here, Christy. We're on this treadmill all the time here at Triple M. Hey? Mr. Producer's treadmill. Yeah, there you go.
Well, that must mean that's your favourite gym. If you were to vote, the Triple M panel would be your favourite gym. I'd have to vote for me. It's got to be the gym that I go to, which is Your Life at Lake Road.
Okay, you're the one I go to? The ocean. That's my gym. All right. All right. We're waffling on here. What's happening in the world of the Mid-North Coast today?
Well, speaking of swimming, the Kempsey Club meet tonight from 6 o'clock at the pool in Belgrave Street. The Barrowville Art Group meet at 9 o'clock at the racecourse today. Nicole Welch, Silence and Solitude, its selected works from Eastern Interiors are on display at the Glasshouse. And, of course, good luck to everyone who's hosting the Melbourne Cup functions today. So hopefully you do back a winner. she's getting a little bit tongue-tied and getting very excited for the Melbourne Cup.
Dear, that's twice.
Too funny.
Bodge has just had one of those episodes up the hallway, but with a caller. Okay, that is great, Christy. Have you got a tip for the cup or not?
No, I don't. I normally just go with my favourite number and go with my favourite colour on the jockeys.
I've got the perfect response when people ask you today. Just say the brown horse, okay?
Oh, good one. All right, I'm going with the brown horse, Johnny. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, good on
anyway,
you.
If you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
You're a very funny girl. Thank you, Chrissy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's 11 to 9. What are your best?
It's on now.
Triple M, that's it for us on The Brekkie Show for today. Thanks for your company. Don't forget to vote for the best of on the Mid-North Coast. Just go to triplem.com.au today. We're after the best gym or reveal the winner tomorrow at 7:30 on the show. Good luck on the cup. You'll hear it live at 3 on the M's. Have a great day.